welcome to Southie King's Landing Explosion Weeks After Show, where we discuss each and every episode of Game of Thrones and adjacent shows like House of Dragon. My name's Dylan Blunt. Joining me, Ashley Hobley.
Hey Dylan, excited to be here to talk about what this show's really, everybody wants from this show. Major characters dying.
They always, and you know, always in pairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it equal.
Gotta keep it equal. This week's episode was not called
The Dance, the Dance of Dragons. Like you said last week, you liar.
Well, that's what it was listed as. It was, anyway. The Red Dragon and the Gold. Synopsis was, as Rhaenyra makes sure there is no other way to end the conflict but war, dragons flew and the dance begun. What do you think of this week's episode?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it had a high impact ending. But I feel like we had a lot of good setup at the start as well. We've got more Matt Smith going insane. More tension between each of the councils, I guess, you know. Yeah, really good setup, and it feels like the start of the actual war between the two sides, hopefully.
Obviously, the last 20 minutes or whatever, fantastic. I'll say that, and this isn't the takeaway from how good the rest of it is, I would say that first, like, half the episode, the pacing feels off than the rest of the season.
Maybe a little bit.
Just, I guess, like, especially, like, maybe it's that thing of coming into that episode expecting something big to happen. And then I'm just like, okay. Let's,
when's it going to hit?
When does something happen? You know, I'm expecting something to happen this week. So, and then, yeah, obviously we got there. Obviously, that's what everyone's going to be talking about. Everyone's going to be talking about we finally got dragon versus dragon, like properly, not just surprise, motherfucker. You know, like two people sort of actually fighting. And then, you know, two characters die. You know, I don't understand lots of stuff happened. So, I don't know, how do you even break down the ending of this? We have fucking Cole, Dippy, and
fucking Kristen Cole.
Thinks he's pulling a fast one. Yep. Thinks he's doing a fast one with Aemon. Rhaenys comes into battle.
Yep.
King Aegon's like, I'm the fucking best person ever. I'm so bored. He comes in, he dies like a little bitch, deservingly.
So, do you think Aemon took this opportunity to get rid of him? Or was he?
Oh, yeah. That's how damage. I took it. I took it as 100% him. I mean, wasn't he going to stab him to be sure there before Cole showed up anyway? Or maybe he's not. He had his sword drawn.
Well, you don't know. The dragon might lash out because it's not dead yet.
I mean, but if he was going to kill the dragon, I feel like he still would have continued on after Cole showed
protect
up.
Protect himself.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Self-defense.
But I mean, he doesn't. You know, he burns his brother to death.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
No.
Today he wants the throne.
He's the king, right?
Well, I assume that's how it works, right? He's the king now?
I guess so.
I think, like, there's no...
Because they killed the heir.
They killed the heir, the son.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he would be the heir now. You know, that's going to go well. Because he's the hothead.
I don't think he is the hothead. He's the calculating one.
You know? Yeah, all right, take that back. He's not a hothead. He's sadistic. Vindictive. And vindictive, yes.
He holds a grudge.
Yes. He likes violence.
He'll wait 15 years to, like, get revenge for you take his eye, you know?
Mm. And I mean, the other thing is that... like, ultimately, when he saw his brother flying in on his dragon, if he was all for protecting him, he would have just taken off then to protect him.
Mm.
But he just goes, you idiot, and then just waits.
Just waited for the right moment to pop in.
Yep.
while they're mid conflict.
Yeah. So,
to be fair, Aegon was losing that fight to start off with. If Aegar had showed up, Rhaenys would have killed him.
Oh, she was going to clean up.
Yeah.
She was going to kill him. She killed his dragon, and she was going to take him down with these. There was no issue with that. And she was going to clean up everyone there, including Cole and the Hightail brother. They were all going to die.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for everyone, Aemond has a big fucking dragon.
I mean, yeah, I guess the question is, yeah, can they overcome that big dragon? Because he already took out their biggest dragon.
You know? Well, no, they haven't, right? Isn't the whole thing that, isn't there a dragon we haven't seen that Daemon went to get or whatever?
I don't think so.
Or something like that. I remember there was something in season one. Because remember, Daemon was obsessed with big dragons? Like we all are?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, we need big dragons to win this war. And then went to get one.
It's not ringing any bells.
It was like a secret cave or something.
I know he got like dragon eggs.
Nah, there was like a big dragon. I swear there's a secret dragon. Maybe I'm wrong, but we'll find out. Well, I mean, the other thing is I'm just like, surely the numbers game wins here.
Does it?
Just pincer that motherfucker, you know? I feel like if Rhaenys had one other capable dragon with her, she would have been, they would have won.
Well, to be fair, she assumed she was going there. They weren't going to have any dragons.
No.
Because it was just some random town, castle on the side of the village, had no value.
Mm.
You know? They were just kind of drawing them out. So.
So it goes Aemond's big plan or whatever. Aemond and.
Yeah.
Aemond and Sir Criston Cole's big plan.
Yeah.
What do you think? Well, how do we think we go from? Yeah, what do you think happens from here now?
Well, they have to reveal Aegon's dead next week.
But the whole thing is
to deal with Alicent.
Yeah, and not that I think it matters anymore, because between this episode with people like even that scene with Alicent and Clubfoot talking about the, it doesn't really matter. Like continuing on the themes from last week, that it doesn't matter at this stage who's right, who's wrong. Anyway, the war's happening. But like the other thing is like the whole war was basically started because he's like, he said Aegon, like now Aegon's dead. So if he was the promised one, would he be dead? If he was the promised one to lead us all, no.
But
and Alicent in this episode's already doubting, you can see all these doubts anyway. Like she's trying to read up.
Believes Aegon, you know, wasn't intended to be the king.
Yeah. So now it's gonna come back and be dead. So like I don't know how she can look. I don't know how she lives with herself.
She just wakes up every day, keeps breathing, drinking water, eating.
It's hard to be rich.
It is difficult.
And powerful, you know.
She's got a good son, you know, in Aemond, you know. He'll take the throne.
Just kill Bill him. Take the other eye. You know? What's he going to do then?
It's true.
That's the secret. Just,
you know, it's very surprising that he can fly so well when, you know, you assume he doesn't have very good depth perception.
True. He doesn't need it. That's why he needs a big dragon. You don't need depth perception when you just take up more airspace, you know. Just helps. Yeah. Objects in this dragon might appear closer than they are. Yeah.
I guess it's the dragons doing most of the work, so.
Yeah. I mean, the battle, like, I assume most of the money in this season went into this episode, right?
Yeah, probably.
Do we get any more battles anywhere near this substance?
I'll probably get maybe not like a dragon battle, but like actual human forces battle.
Because there was a lot. There was like three dragons, a lot of extras and a lot of CGI extras.
Getting burnt to death.
Getting burnt to death and crushed and whatever and squished, yeah. And got the cast and everything. Like, that was a lot. A lot happening. And it all looked good, I gotta say. Continue to be like, you know, not that it should be that surprising that a HBO show of this caliber looks good, but
yeah.
It does look good. Mm-hmm. So, after everyone's complaints about the end of Game of Thrones looking terrible and all that sort of stuff, this season, or this show in general, is yet to film a fight sequence that I feel people can get angry about. Yeah. I don't think. Some of the tidbits, I guess, from this episode. Daemon continues to be haunted.
Yep.
We get to meet the witch lady in person, finally.
Yep.
Do you recognize her now that you see her up close?
Yes, yeah, I see her properly, yeah.
Yeah, see her face, yeah. Don't know what's going on there, but 100% witch. Tell me she's not a witch.
No, she said she's a barn owl that's been forced to live in the human body.
Yep, 100% a witch. Like, that's something a witch would say. What is her story? Like, what do you reckon her?
I'm excited to find out. Just a weird lady.
She's a weird lady. I like it though.
She knows stuff.
She knows stuff. Yeah, which is, it's always that, like, it's like Game of Thrones has obviously Melisandre. It's like, mm-hmm, in the Game of Thrones universe, there can only be one witch character
at the time.
One weird witchy woman. Yeah, at time they don't come in spades. They're just, one. And then over in, I can't remember the town or whatever, but Corlys, we get that scene. So old mate who saved him, that's his bastard, right? Presumably? Is that what we're, like, the going theory is there?
Yes, or his brother's bastard.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That makes, like, obviously the way Renée's,
yep,
responded and everything just makes it like fiends. I'm like, that's someone's bastard, some relation there.
Yeah, something related some way. It was a very weird reaction though. It's like,
and we know, and this universe loves secret bastards, you know.
Yeah, they do.
It's like their favorite thing to do on the side. And then what was the other thing? I gotta say, Jacerys this episode, shut the fuck up. Talk to your mother like that?
I mean, he's just trying to take the lead, you know? She disappeared all of a sudden out of nowhere, and you find out she went to King's Landing, which seems like the dumbest idea.
Well, yeah.
You know? Maybe you talk things out. And you're trying to defend her in front of this council of people who are constantly talking shit about her, you know? Maybe, you know, you have a right to be a little bit angry.
But still, shut the fuck up. Something annoying, you know? And then Alicent pregnant as well.
No.
What? That's not, she's what?
Not pregnant.
She was pregnant.
That's what that stuff's for.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She was pregnant.
No, that's not, doesn't mean she was pregnant. It's like a plan B.
Yeah, she thought it's she was the morning pregnant
after.
Yeah.
It's the morning after tea.
I don't think, I think I'm pregnant. Oh, fuck, better kill the baby tea. It's what people go on strike for.
No, because it's the same tea like the when Aegon like raped that girl. Like, you need to drink this tea. Or when they assumed Rhaenyra had sex. So, that one
but Kristen's like, been gone for weeks at this tea point.
I don't know.
It can't be the morning after.
Doing it with all sorts of people, you know.
I guess so.
That's why Laris took note of the cup. He's like, oh, okay. Yeah, to get involved in this.
He spotted that straight away.
I'm going to upgrade from feet to a little bit more.
To the real thing.
Mm.
But I mean, just looping back, because there's not too much to break down for this episode, to be honest. Pretty straightforward, as drastic as it is. King dies, sucks, but it's sad. I was on the edge of my toes. Renée's going into battle, but I think obviously the standout moment of the episode, I can't not mention it, that moment where I thought she was flying away, and then she just says attack or whatever. I was like, oh, yep. Pretty badass. She knows she's going to die.
And you would understand because she didn't realistically have a chance of beating.
No. But she's in for the fight.
Yeah. She's the queen she should have been.
She's the queen who should have been. And she went out like a champ, so. Mm-hmm. Good on her. I loved that. Was a cool moment. And then there's the moment of her speaking to a dragon and saying, off the battle again.
Yeah.
Old girl. That was pretty cool too. Anything else for you from this week's episode?
I think the arc of Aegon during this episode is interesting. Like from him, like, you know, in the council room, still trying to play the role of king, and kind of getting dressed down by his brother. Speaking to him in High Valyrian, so they're the only ones who can understand each other. And like, because he's been scheming with Christian Cole behind their back and that kind of stuff, kind of puts him in his place, especially after obviously last episode, Aegon kind of, you know, embarrassed Aemond in front of his.
Maybe that's why he killed him.
Maybe. So, you know, Aegon's feeling insecure. He goes to see his mother, the one person that he wants all this validation for, and she's like, listen, you need to do the one thing you're good for, nothing.
Yeah, just shut the fuck up.
Stop being a little bitch.
Yeah.
Just sit on the throne. That's all you need to do. Sit on the throne
and take it.
Just listen to what we have to, let all us smart people around you.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she's not. I love the line, do you think as soon as you got that crown, you're just filled with wisdom?
And the look on his face was, yeah. Is that not how it works?
Yeah. So, of course, that gets him to go take the dragon up to Redroot or whatever the place is called. So, you know, all these little breadcrumbs leading up to that big moment of him getting slaughtered by Rhaenys and then burnt alive by his own brother.
Yeah, that was good. All right, that'll do it. This week's episode of South of King's Landing. Of course, tune back in next week. We'll be discussing next week's episode, The Fallout.
What's next week's episode called?
Fucking, I don't know. This was the only one that was listed for ages. It was a lie. Everything's fake. I don't trust anything anymore.
I mean, that one shot of the two dragons, like, being, like, twirling around with the fire around. That's cool.
That was cool. Very good. ExplosionOver.com, ExplosionOver.com/Twitter takes you to our Twitter place. ExplosionOver.com/Discord takes you to our Discord page. Come talk to us at any of those places. Check out the other shows on ExplosionOver.com. Find some podcasts, some news articles, things to do over there. Until next week, council is over.